Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Friday, February 16th, 2024. I am Dave Biddle. I'll be joined by Mr. Jonah Booker in just a moment. It's going to be a fun show. James Laurinaitis promoted to linebackers coach. Not a big surprise, but we're going to get into the impact there. I think everybody, it's not a lot we all agree on. I think everybody is in agreement that this is an awesome move for Ohio State, both in recruiting and on the field itself. Two-year extension for Larry Johnson. That surprised me. Curious to get Jay Book's thoughts on that. We're going to break down the 2024 defense. It's shaping up to be, you know, elite of the elite. You can say it was elite last year, but, you know, they didn't play many good offenses, but the numbers were elite, but they're going to be even better this year. There's more we'll get into as well. I'm also curious to hear who, at the end of the show, we'll get Jay Book's small wish list on who he wants to see replace Chris Holtmann. All right, before we do that, I want to let you know about one of our sponsors, a returning sponsor, because apparently you guys are buying this product or they wouldn't have re-upped with us, Joy Mode. I think I speak for most men when I say we want to be at our best in the bedroom. The issue is that over-the-counter pills that help in that department contain unregulated chemicals, suggest unsafe doses, and include the risk of several other health problems. That's why we partnered with our friends at Joy Mode. Whether you're looking to spice up your intimate moments or increase your confidence in the bedroom, Joy Mode makes all-natural and science-backed supplements dedicated to helping men perform better across their core functions. Here are the game changers. All ingredients have been assessed in peer-reviewed journals. All ingredients have been studied and researched in humans. I don't know about you, but I'll never go back to prescription or over-the-counter drugs after trying Joy Mode. Small enough to fit in your wallet and take with you on the go, it's the perfect travel companion. Go to usejoymode.com/bucknuts and get 20% off with the code BUCKNUTS at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code BUCKNUTS at usejoymode.com/bucknuts. Great sex solved naturally. Again, it's not just our customers. As I said, Patrick Murphy loves it so much, he talks about it all the time. And I'm like, dude, that's great, but like maybe too much information. Okay. Jay Book, welcome into the show, my friend.
How are you? I'm outside today, man. I got some construction going on in the house. So I was like, I'm being kicked outdoors today. So sorry for the backdrop.
It's always a beautiful setting out there. You mix it around a little bit. I like that. You know, once we get out of winter, maybe I'll mix it up and go out on my porch sometimes. It's always a nice setting out there. Winter is back here in Columbus. I can't brag that our weather is nicer today than yours. But all right, let's get into it, my man. I mean, first of all, I'm glad I can put a smile on your face to begin Friday morning. with the ad read, that's always a pleasure. James Laurinaitis being promoted again, not like a big surprise, but your reaction and what kind of impact will he have as linebackers coach and on the recruiting trail?
Yeah, I'm glad that he was able to be named a permanent head linebacker coach, Dave. I think that with his tenacity, the energy that he's going to bring to the table, he has the potential to be an elite recruiter on that side of the football. We've seen him on the trail over the last couple months. The response from the recruits has been outstanding. This is a guy who understands the rivalry of Michigan. We talked about it, you know, a couple weeks ago, Dave. Getting a guy with the accolades of a little animal and his pedigree at Ohio State, what it means to be a Buckeye, he is going to make sure that the linebacker room is playing to the silver bullets level. That's one thing that you can say that was handed down from Luke Fickell, who was his position coach, is, hey, this the defense starts up front. I know everybody says the D-line, the DBs, but the history of the silver bullets have had outstanding linebacker play. And James understands that because he was part of those special defenses. He saw the way that Luke Fickell took it personal to make sure that the linebackers at the time were playing at an elite level. And he's going to bring that to the table full time. Now he can get out of the film room, cutting up films and making cut ups. And he can actually get on the trail and really get his feet and hands dirty, coaching these guys up to another level. Because I thought the linebacker play was a little stagnant this past year. I know that he was considered the linebacker coach, but there's only so much that you can actually do as a full-time guy.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I mean, again, I can't imagine anybody who likes the Buckeyes doesn't absolutely love this. If there was some smoke, maybe he didn't want, he just wanted to stay a GA, even though he really ran the linebacker room. There was some smoke, maybe he might want to go to the NFL, but glad Coach Day got this done. Interesting, James went from wasn't sure he wanted to coach to going to Notre Dame for the 1 year. Now he's back to Ohio State entering his second year. I really like this defensive staff. We're going to get to LJ in just a moment. Matt Guerrieri is one that kind of flies under the radar. I like that. I mean, he obviously was at Ohio State for the 1 year, Jim Knowles' first year. Jim Knowles, he was with him at Duke as co-defensive coordinator at Duke. Then he was Indiana's defensive coordinator last year for leaving Ohio State. And he's only 34 years old. And from Ohio, now back as safeties coach. And I'm hearing that he's going to be the guy who is not the special teams coordinator, not going to have that in the title, but he might be kind of running things. And so I like that. I think that's a great hire, safeties coach. I really like how this defensive staff is coming together.
Yeah, the one thing that really got me excited about hiring James, Dave, is you didn't waste a spot just for a special teams coach like you had with Parker Fleming. When you look at the way the college football landscape is, majority of the teams in college football, they split those special teams duties up with their coaches. They kind of share those duties. That allows more guys on the defensive side of the football to hit the trail, go out there and recruit. I think the new safeties coach, I think he's going to be able to go ahead and contribute in a positive way with the special teams there, with Coach Walt being heavily involved with all of the defensive backs. The collaboration on the back end, it should be pretty solid. Now you have those guys splitting the duty. I will say this, Dave, as bad as the special teams have been over the last several years, it can't get any worse than what we've seen. So you can only go up. I mean, if you're Matt and you get the special teams playing anything like remotely competent, Buckeye fans are going to think you're the next coming and the savior, because they will be like, holy smokes, we're actually returning kicks. We don't have guys fielding punts inside the 5 yard line. Kickers are making kicks. We're not snapping the ball to the placeholder, like all kinds of crazy stuff that we saw, under the previous special teams coach. I just think that if you can get any type of competent play from the special teams, it's going to be huge, because we've seen how critical the special teams blunders have been in big games.
2 year extension for LJ. I did not see that coming. It sounded like he was going to come back for another year. I'm not surprised he's coming back for 2024, but 2 year extension. I tell you what, he outlasted Saban every time. last few
that
years,
is true.
He would kind of joke, but not really. You could tell you not really joking. He's like, nobody has Saban. He's like, he's older than I am, and nobody has Saban if he's going to retire, and he outlasted Saban. So what was your reaction about LJ getting that 2 year extension, sir?
I was surprised, Dave. I really was surprised. I do think with Ohio State bringing on his son, not Junior, his other son, as a kind of an analyst role, I think that's pretty cool. If you're, in the twilight years and you got an opportunity to coach with your son, I think that right there will definitely give him a little bit more juice. And the thing for me, Dave, is I remember just a couple of weeks ago on signing day, Ohio State had Amaris Williams pretty much locked up to go to Ohio State. He ended up being a five-star. What did he say? Auburn sold him that Larry Johnson wasn't going to be there. Now Larry signs a 2 year extension. He's going to be here until 2026. Soon as Williams gets to Auburn, his defensive line coach leaves. So it was ironic that if they were going to do this, I wish they had probably just done it a couple weeks earlier, and you probably would have had another high-quality defensive end coming in on the roster this fall. But I would say this. We still need to get a little bit more from Larry, from his guys as far as production. The one thing that I will say with Larry and Jim Knowles, can we please have you guys come to an agreement that it's okay to be diversified up front? You don't need to have four rush linemen every single snap. If Jim wants to run his jack out there, create some exotic looks, Larry he's going to have to put his ego and his pride to a side, you know, for a couple series and let his guys get a blow and let Jim cook it up in the lab so that he can be more exotic up front. That's my only thing with Larry. Like, hey, we need to be more diverse than just a four down front. Let Jim do all of the exotic things that he was able to do at Oklahoma State, because if you can implement some of these freak athletes that they have and some of these twitched up guys like a Arvell Reese, or, you know, move a Hicks down to the line, or even move Sonny down to the line to rush the quarterback in certain packages, I think that right there will definitely help the defense and make the defense more diverse.
So the defense last year, again, I mean, they finished – number three in the country, Ohio State did, in total defense. Number two in scoring defense. But, like, four of the top five defenses in the country from the Big Ten. Like, the number one total defense was Penn State. The number one scoring defense was Michigan. And those two were, like, number two, number three in the other ones that Ohio State wasn't. Iowa was up there, fourth and fifth and whatever in scoring and then total. And then, like, seven of the worst, like, 11 offenses in the country are from the Big Ten. So – what do you make of last year's defense? Was it elite in your opinion? And how much better can this year's defense be?
I thought the defense was elite. It was pretty darn good, Dave.
It was.
You know, you got to give them their credit. They were very good. They were very sound. I think there are, you know, when you look at that Missouri game, those boys were playing their absolute hearts out. It came to a situation where the offense did them no justice, keeping them on the field so long. It was eventually the pipe was going to burst where you're on the field that long. The one thing that they definitely need to get better at, they weren't perfect, is they have to be able to close out games, finish games. Once again, we saw it in the Michigan game, late in the game. They kind of folded there down the stretch. That's something that they got to continue to get better at. But they can be even better, Dave. They can absolutely be even better, because you look at that back end is probably going to be, I would make an argument, the best secondary in all of college football. You got some NFL guys on your front there. The linebackers are probably going to be the biggest question mark. But Cody Simon there is going to give you a little bit more stability. What are you going to get out of Gabe Power, CJ Hicks, Arvell Reese, the Mickens kids, some of those younger guys? Melton should be back healthy, so he's going to kind of provide a diverse body type to where he could play some of that jack position linebacker or even transition down to the D line. So all of the pieces are there to be special. The thing is, I thought that Jim Knowles did a very good job at being basic and not being an outright gambler. Like, his first year, I thought that he was kind of that riverboat gambler, like taking it to the extreme, you know, putting guys on the island on third and long in critical situations when that didn't need to happen. Last year, he kind of pivoted off of that and was a little safe. If you can find a happy medium, I think the defense will be much, much better.
It's interesting with James being promoted to linebacker coach, even though he ran the linebacker room last year. So it's kind of semantics, but still, I love that it's official and what it means for recruiting. But looking at it on the field, I find it interesting because you look at this defense, as you just articulated, like loaded defense. But if there is one question mark, it is linebacker. Mm-hmm. But you're losing both starters, and it's not like, oh, well, CJ Hicks is ready to be a superstar. We've seen that. It's like we thought so by now, and maybe it will happen in his third year. But he was a little bit more raw, I think, than people thought. Coming from now, Alter, for being a small school, Division III, depending on the year, Kettering Alter is big time football, as we all know. They're like a D3 powerhouse. Still played kind of almost like a rover back role. You know, wasn't a true linebacker in high school. So maybe he'll step up and be a stud. Maybe this is your Gabe Powers rises up. You got Cody Simon coming back. Maybe Sonny Styles will move to linebacker. But that is the biggest question mark. And it's interesting that kind of coincides with James getting the promotion. And, you know, if that's your biggest question mark, that you're feeling pretty good. But break that down a little bit. How are you feeling about linebackers or one guy or two guys in particular that you're like, these guys are really going to step up this year?
I will share this. I have somebody who frequents the Woody very often tell me that Jim Knowles is such a nice guy, very non-confrontational. He wanted to run more things with the linebackers, and there were a lot of times where they felt that the defensive line were kind of not just doing their own thing, but they weren't always following what the defense had been called. They freelanced a little much, and Larry was very stubborn. I was told that Laurinaitis was a big proponent of trying to push Coach Knowles to, you know, not just man up, just like, hey, man, step up. Like, really bring that fire. Like, you're the captain of this defense. If you want to do something, like, step up. So with James being elevated to the linebacker position, he wasn't in a position as an analyst, grad assistant, to really make those type of comments. But behind closed door, he really wanted Coach Knowles to really stand up and say, this is what we're doing. I'm the head guy. And I think James is going to be able to really go to bat for those linebackers a lot more this year. Now that he's a full-time position coach, he does not have a problem being confrontational, even if it's in a respectful setting. So if he felt that Larry's guys weren't doing their assignments, James is the type of guy that's going to step up and let them know, hey, we're not performing at the level my guys is because we got second level guys getting to us, or you guys aren't holding the blocks like you're supposed to. We're not able to shoot our gaps because the gaps are being washed down. I just think that a guy that's going to bring that confidence, that type of fire, not afraid to mix it up with, you know, the veteran coaches, is going to bode well for the linebackers. But a lot of pressure is on James. He needs to get these guys playing at a high clip because that is the big question mark. And if he can do it, then, oh boy, I mean, you're talking about top five defense, Dave. I mean, there's going to be some teams like Iowa who's always going to be right there just because of their style of play. They're going to limit the possessions, sit on the ball, milk the clock. So if you got a stout defense, that's one way that you can squeeze numbers. But with this Ohio State defense, if they can get that linebacker play up to stuff, we're going to be very, very good.
Yeah, I'll go as far as to say, tell me if I'm overreaching here. If the linebackers are just good, they don't have to be elite, although that'd be awesome. The linebackers are good. If we look at them, like, they're you know, at least a strength. They might not be the strength of the defense, but they're good. They're definitely not a liability. They're not average. They're good. Right. If that happens, this will be the best defense in college football, bar none, because they're loaded up front. Absolutely yeah. Loaded up front. And this secondary, as you said earlier, and I don't say this lightly, when you think of years like 1996, you think of years like 2016, 2019. This might be the best secondary that I've seen at Ohio State. Now, it needs to come together. Everybody needs to stay healthy. And then bringing Caleb Downs in, I mean, it's insane. Denzel Burke coming back. Jordan Hancock is perfect for the slot. Igbinosin is a great number two corner. Are you kidding me? And then Lathan Ransom comes back. That wasn't on my bingo board. I mean, it's just insane to me. Linebackers are good. This is going to be the best defense in college football.
And Jermaine Matthews was a freshman All-American.
He's your fourth corner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Malik Hartford there? He's a backup safety. I think Jahad Carter's still here, right? I mean, this guy was a good player at Syracuse. Now he's a fifth-year senior. He's like a
– He was second or third team, like all ACC or something like that at Syracuse.
I know he can still transfer, but yeah, I'm going to go as far as to say this is going to be the best defense in college football, as long as presuming the linebackers are at least good. All right, Jay Book and I are going to get to replacements. His wish list, I want to hear, you guys have heard my wish list. I want to hear Jay Book's wish list for Chris Holtman's replacement. Do have another sponsor to tell you guys about. This one won't make Jay Book laugh, but it might make him hungry. Great deal you guys can get. You guys know I love Omaha Steaks. Our friends over at Omaha Steaks have another great 50% off deal for you guys. I love all their steaks. Ribeyes, porterhouses, filet wrapped in bacon. Plus, they got a bunch of other great stuff like pork chops, burgers, tons of good side dishes like scallop potatoes. That's probably my favorite that I've tried so far from them, and much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor, endless value, all at 50% off during the President's Day sale. And the only way to get this amazing deal is to head over to omahasteaks.com/bucknuts and shop the President's Day sale. Load up all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And you can get 8 free burgers with select packages. But you're going to want to hurry because this deal ends very soon. Every steak and every entree is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and ready when you want to enjoy it. All backed by their unconditional 100% off money back guarantee. Score presidential deals during the President's Day sale going on right now at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% off site-wide with all your mouth-watering favorites, from tender, juicy steaks to delicious comfort meals, decadent desserts, and so much more. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with select packages. And every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/bucknuts and shop the President's Day sale today. 50% off omahasteaks.com/bucknuts, 50% off your order. That's a great deal. All right. Who do you want to see be Ohio State's next basketball coach?
Well, I know who you want to see. Lamont Paris, the South Carolina yes. Gamecocks coach, you know, yep. former, he's an Ohio native, has Big Ten roots. He really turned around the South Carolina program. One guy that I like that I've seen out there is Dusty May, the Florida Atlantic coach, Dave. He took Florida Atlantic to the Final Four last year. Florida Atlantic, I mean, not known as a blue blood, has them in the top 25 again this year. He's a former Indiana Hoosier guy, so he's familiar with the Big Ten. That's someone that I think stock is incredibly rising. And we've watched him do more with less at Florida Atlantic. I know some people out there have mentioned Greg McDermott. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dave. Wasn't he, McDermott, a candidate the last go cycle when they were thinking about hiring Holtman or McDermott? Was he one of the finalists?
Yeah, those were the final two. The word is they went to Holtman and offered him, like, initially like a 5, maybe a 6-year deal. And then he wanted an 8-year deal. Holtman turned it down. Then they went to McDermott. And depending on who you believe, McDermott either turned the deal down or Ohio State never officially offered. So Gene came back to Holtman and gave him, that's why you got the 8-year deal. Yes, sir. Those were the two finalists. The interesting thing, I agree about Dusty May. I've heard, and I've been banging that drum as well. Maybe not as loud as I've been banging it for Lamont Paris. I just think that'd be perfect. But I've heard Dusty May probably is waiting for Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Woodson might be out.
Right. Right. But I also like speaking of Indiana, I like I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I can just check it out. Indiana State's head coach. Indiana State is in the top 25 for the first time since somebody named Larry Bird was there. Indiana State's head coach. Let me look it up right now. But yeah, I mean, talk more about Lamont.
You're talking about Josh Schertz.
Josh Schertz. Yes, Schertz. Yes, Indiana State Sycamores, alma mater, Florida Atlantic. How about that?
Yeah,
it all comes back to FAU on Bucknuts Morning.
But I think those three, yeah. You know, Dusty May, Lamont Paris, Greg McDermott. I've seen some people in the chat say, who do they got here? Chris Gent. Chris Gent's another name.
That is one to keep an eye on, I've been told. Yep.
Yeah. So he's a name to keep an eye on. You know, I'm sure he would love to have that job and he would give it his all. You got to be able to recruit. The thing is the time, it was time. Gene made a huge mistake giving Holtman that 2-year extension. He even went up to the press in the press conference, said it was a mistake. The basketball program's been a sinking ship for many years now. You got to bring somebody in there who's going to electrify that crowd, that fan base, that arena, and who's going to be able to recruit and get those guys playing at a high level come March, because Ohio State basketball should not be where it's at right now. Too many resources to be a sinking ship that way.
I love that comment right there. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. And I've seen people they're like, there's even a thread on Bucknuts. And immediately this was self-policed by our fellow members. And a guy was really concerned that Gene Smith is going to be, heading up this, search for Holtman's replacement. Like, no, he's not.
Right.
I'm sure, Ross Bjork right now doesn't have anything else to do. He's already his days at A&M are over. He's not even officially started at Ohio State. So you know what he's doing? He's checking the back channels as we speak.
Doesn't Ross get there March 1st? Like, as kind of he's going to be learning the landscape from Gene and stuff, like kind of, you know, what they say in the job force, you're like, you're job shadowing for the next couple of months. So he's going to be in Columbus March 1st. So there's no way Gene's going to orchestrate that type of hire with Ross being there in the next 2 weeks.
And I bet right now Ross Bjork knows who he wants. Doesn't mean who he's going to get. I know he's got a short list. Yeah, there's somebody on the top of that short list. By the time he gets to Columbus, he works the back channels here the rest of February. By the time he gets here March 1st, well, he'll probably get here before then, but you know what I mean. So actually starts his job shadowing. I bet by then they'll have somebody lined up. Yep. It won't be announced yet because whoever that is might still be in the NBA. If it's like a Chris Gent, could be, or if it's a Lamont Paris, or if it's somebody else, they might still be in, you know, obviously their season's going on. But I bet by March 1st, Ross Bjork will know. So yep. We got to get to know Ross Bjork, so maybe he'll leak that to us first. Great stuff out of J-Book, as always. I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you very much to J-Book. Thanks to all of you. Hope everyone has a great day and a great weekend.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.